Welcome to the STR Insiders Podcast. We share tips for achieving your STR goals, aha moments, funny stories, and all the latest gossip of this STR life. Listen in as we keep it real and maybe a little sassy, celebrate successes, and own all the mistakes we've made along the way. Whether you're new to real estate investing, new to short-term rentals, or a seasoned pro, there's something here for you. Jackie is an STR property manager who consults with individuals looking to grow their own property management firm. Tracy owns STR consulting and media firms that provide education to investors who want to learn all about STR investing. For more information, please visit www.thestrinsiders.com.
We're here!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jackie's first time being the host. Anything could happen.
So we decided to talk about trust and safety and being suspended and all the fun things with Airbnb customer service today. So I'm drinking. Gonna throw that out there. It's a Friday night. And if I have to talk about Airbnb customer service, I'm going to drink.
I think it would drive most people to drink.
Yeah. And I'm going to start out with a shout out to Airbnb. Airbnb, I'm a co-host, so you have me on the lowest level of customer service. If you could just bump me up one level, maybe two tiers, so I can get some better customer service for all the rentals that I manage, I'd appreciate it. Thanks.
I don't know that they're going to be doing you any favors after they hear the rest of this episode. Custom ooh sounds. So the reason that we decided to talk about this today is because Jackie got your listing. So like your whole personal account.
My personal account got suspended this time.
And then the morning that you got unsuspended, my listing got suspended. Completely separate issues. And both making no sense. So we're going to give you two examples of how Airbnb trust and safety, quote unquote, works, dysfunctional at best, and how to attack it and how to mentally cope with it as things are unfolding.
I feel like the first thing that needs to be said is expect to be waiting and stressed out for extended periods of time. Despite you responding promptly, they're going to torture you by making you wait and making you wonder.
Well, and I've heard that the reason is because of a lack of staffing. As much as it may feel malicious, it typically is just they don't have enough people in this department to really handle the things that are getting escalated to them.
You kind of have to harass them. You kind of have to be persistent in communicating with them daily until you get the responses you need.
But at the same time, maintaining a professional demeanor.
Yes.
Because if you lose your temper or use colorful language, it's not going to help you get a resolution. So as crazy as they make you in that moment, it's almost, for me, robotic. Like, I just have to keep saying the same stupid things over and over again and being patient. Also, while my husband's in my ear going, well, if they don't, then what are we going to do? And oh my God, and do we need to call an attorney? No.
Your husband's making it worse. Yeah, it's patience and it's being calm, but it's also being persistent and communicating well. I mean, aren't those the rules of life, right? Like if you're ever going to make progress anywhere, like you have to learn to communicate effectively, even if you're screaming inside. Yeah, let's talk about suspensions.
Okay.
I've dealt with a few, you know, quite a few suspensions at this point for property owner accounts for my clients. My account has never been suspended in all the years I've been with Airbnb. And I've been with them quite a few years at this point. I'd say almost all the times the property owner's accounts have been suspended, it's over the same issue, at least for me. It's always been tied to a guest reporting the smell of gas. And what I've learned is number one, A, document. Number two, act swiftly. You have to act swiftly. If Airbnb sees you're taking it seriously, and if you're documenting everything through the messenger, and if you're documenting everything that happens with photos and video, and you're able to show exactly what happened, you're more likely to get your listing unsuspended quickly. That's literally the golden rule right there with suspensions. But either way, you know, it always starts with a guest saying, "I smell gas." In a few of these instances, it's been a guest left the oven knobs on. And of course, the house smelled like gas if there's a gas oven just running into the home. You know, we send somebody over promptly. We call the fire department, you know, and we're over there immediately. There was only one time there was a true gas leak, and we had to get it fixed promptly. We had to prove that we got it fixed. But if the guest calls Airbnb, you're suspended. They want to see proof that it's fixed before they let, you know, another guest into the space.
Which makes sense.
It makes sense. It's fair.
It's an actual gas leak. I think you said that the fire department there won't certify for you.
Well, let me tell you what doesn't make sense.
Okay.
The guest reported a gas leak. We call the fire department. Fire department goes over there. There's no gas leak. Unfortunately, the guest called Airbnb. Now, if you acted promptly, maybe the guest won't call Airbnb. That's the goal for all of our listeners. Our goal is
always
act fast so the guest doesn't call Airbnb, so you can keep it within your hands. But the guest called Airbnb. The fire department was there. Utilities was there. There's no problem. The guest stays. Airbnb suspends my listing. Airbnb allows the guest to continue to stay in my unit, even though they've suspended me for a gas leak. I'm telling them the guest is still there. I'm also telling them, and this was the issue with this past suspension. The biggest issue with this past suspension is Airbnb messed up. In previous scenarios, they've suspended the client's listing because the listing and the property belongs to them.
Well, right, because it's a safety issue with that property. It's not an account-wide problem.
Exactly. Airbnb messed up this time. They suspended my personal listing and my personal rentals.
That weren't involved at all.
That weren't involved at all. So I stopped receiving bookings for my personal rentals, whereas the rental that had the supposed gas leak continued to receive bookings.
And this is a prime example, because there's going to come a time where you're dealing with Airbnb, no matter who you are, and it's not going to make any sense. So remember today's episode, when this happens to you, that it's not just you. It still has to be dealt with in a calm, professional manner, and it's going to take time if you want to get through it. So that's why we wanted to do this episode. We're going to give you more than one example of things that don't make any sense, but it is just Airbnb being Airbnb. I mean, that's just normal. So we're trying to help prepare you a little bit.
And my personal goal the second I got suspended was like, I wonder if I can get my listing unsuspended within 7 days, which you would think at this point, I know how to document it all. You would think at this point, I would be able to act swiftly enough that they would. But I was suspended for, I think, 8 days. They handled it differently. And that's the thing, is they want to talk about how consistent they are and how they're following policies and procedures. But every rep is going to handle your situation differently. And although you're sitting there and you're like, I've dealt with supposed gas leaks multiple times, I know exactly what to do, it's not going to be sufficient for every rep that you talk to. So I had utilities here. As much as we've tried, they won't provide documentation for these visits. So we took pictures of them testing multiple things in the unit and it reading zero. We supplied these pictures immediately when they suspended our listing, as well as a picture of the utilities truck out front. Also, the fire department comes. So we provided the fire department and their phone number so that Airbnb can contact them and verify that they were there. But we can't get documentation. In the past, this has been sufficient. Airbnb's called the fire department. They're fine. This time, it was not. So we had to call the fire department again and pretty much waste their time. Imagine this. Like, I felt awful. Like, the fire department, they have better things to do than be trying to unsuspend my listing. They need to save lives. So I was a little offended, but we felt backed into a corner. So we called the fire department. Utilities comes back. This time we're taking videos of them. We're asking what their badge numbers are. We're getting video footage. We also called a third party vendor to come in and do the same thing, who could provide documentation for us. And it wasn't until we supplied that Airbnb finally unsuspended our listing. So this time they were just extra difficult. And they also suspended my personal listing and not the right listing.
Someone just wilded out all over the place. They're just lying. You're not going to operate and and this isn't good enough. Like, what's happening over there?
It just feels like pure chaos and inconsistency. And I have literally had a conversation with a customer service rep about how it was his first day, and I helped him learn the terms of service one time. So we talked through it.
All right. So you finally got someone to turn the gas or to certify that there was no gas leak, and they turned your listings back on.
Yep. And then I literally posted in our friend chat. I was like, yay, it's over. No more lost sleep. And like an hour later, Tracy's like, I think I'm suspended now.
I was literally in my listing doing some price tweaking for, I had like a couple of gap nights that I was trying to fill. So I was in there playing with some numbers and was rejoicing that my March was killing it. I think I'm like 93% occupied in March right now. So for me, that's great with this bigger property. And it was just like sharing my win. So excited, because for anybody who's listening doesn't know, I don't typically manage my listings, Jackie and other, like I work with other property managers to manage my listings. So this was like my first month where I really, since launch, like July was great when we launched last year, but since July, this is the first month where I feel like I'm starting to get it. I'm starting to understand my market and find my place and really perform above the market. And so I was sharing that joyous moment with my closest short-term rental girlfriends. And I went back to take a screenshot of my calendar because it was so full. I just needed to brag a little bit to the people that know my struggles. And my listing was grayed out and it said unlisted. So I was like, on my phone, did I hit something by mistake and screw up and unlist? Wouldn't be the first time I did something. No, Airbnb unlisted me. So I knew the moment it happened, because I just happened to be in there trying to figure out what's going on. I message Airbnb and they'll get back to me when they get back to me, because that's how they work. Proceeded to not tell me what the problem was for the entire day. Apparently, later on, I found out that one of my neighbors probably, Airbnb has never actually told me what happened to this day. But my best guess is that a neighbor called in a noise complaint because the guests that were staying at my house were being loud. Now, if Airbnb had told me that, I would have reached out to my guest. But Airbnb didn't tell me. And especially the way they worded it made it sound like it was a previous reservation, not the current one. So it didn't alert me that there was an actual current problem happening. And I was asking, you know, I'm like, I sincerely have no idea what happened. Like, why am I unlisted? What's going on? And that we have a process to follow. And, you know, it's very vague and they do not give you any information. So I would say the first tip I can give you is, as soon as you see your listing is unlisted, if you have cameras, which I strongly recommend, go review what's happening at your cameras live. So what went from a noise complaint at 11:30 in the morning, what ironically happened that day is that guest threw a family barbecue and invited like 20 other people over to my house. So what was 7 people that were on the guest registration that were supposed to be staying there that were being obnoxiously loud turned into a huge pool party at my house that would have been completely avoided if Airbnb had said anything about what was going on.
I can't believe they didn't tell you.
I'm still shocked. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, why would you have an apartment that is for community members to call in and complain if you're not going to address the complaint?
Yeah. What are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to fix it?
Right. When you won't tell me what the problem is. To this day. And I was busy that day running errands, and I honestly did not realize it was happening that moment. So it wasn't until that evening that I got home and I was like, I'm just going to start looking through the camera, like, recordings for the last few days. So I started days earlier trying to figure out what happened. It wasn't till late night that I literally watched hours and hours of security footage trying to figure out what the heck they were talking about that I got to that night and was like, what the? There's like 7 cars in the driveway. Okay. So then I called the guest, and at that point, everyone had left. So, I mean, it wasn't like it was a late night raging party. It was a middle of the day barbecue. But I had her call Airbnb and tell them that I had no idea about any of this, that we had never discussed this, that it had not been approved in any way, and that my house rules and communications are actually quite the opposite. I don't allow unregistered guests on my property at all, ever. I think that having her call them is the one thing, to your point earlier about trying to get it unsuspended in less than 7 days, I think is the one thing that actually made a difference.
How many days was it suspended for you?
3.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's actually really impressive, Tracy.
Thanks. Well, I mean, I was shaking when I called her. I was so mad. I was furious because that's my second home. Like, I literally hang out and go to dinner with my neighbors. It literally says this is a quiet neighborhood for guests to relax in. It is not a party house. I mean, there are multiple ways that I communicate this, both in messaging after they book as well as my house rules. There's no misunderstanding about it. She just didn't care.
She thought she's going to get away with it.
Yeah. So I call her. She messages Airbnb, super apologetic. They're checking out the next day. Ironically, I was coming down the next day anyway to stay there and do some work on the property. I had already talked to my neighbors about having a little barbecue to kind of meet the neighbor, like to hang out and whatever. I haven't really had a chance to welcome them into my home since I set it up. And so after this happened, I'm still not sure if this is just me being really strategic or it is the most shining example of me being passive aggressive. I'm not sure. It's one or the other. Where when my neighbor complained to Airbnb about having a barbecue, what I did was come down to the house and throw a barbecue and invite the whole neighborhood. So my response to complaining about a barbecue is I threw one myself.
Because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's your property. Like, and your neighbors can't say they've never had a barbecue themselves. Like,
a few of my neighbors actually said that they were like, they were done by 9:30. It wasn't like they were up late. It was a weekend anyway. They were polite. You know, it wasn't crazy. There wasn't a bunch of trash out in the lawn. I mean, it wasn't, but it's still something that I don't allow.
And I mean, you shouldn't allow. If you're running short-term rental, like, you want to be friends with your neighbors and you don't want there to be liability.
Well, yeah, and you don't want to host events without having like event insurance and permitting. And there's a whole other thing that comes with that. I mean, I have a pool and there were small children at my house while this is going on. Like, it's just not okay.
There's just so much liability with it. And I mean, you don't have an event permit. And I mean, it's your house. You can throw cookouts at it, but your guests should not be.
So it came together okay. Airbnb never acknowledged what happened. And never, by the way, this is something else that you should know. If you get suspended, they don't message you when it comes back either. Like, you just magically log in at some point and your listings are live.
And you're like, that's how I was that Saturday morning. I kept checking. I don't work on weekends. Pulled it up Saturday morning and I was like, thank God I can exhale now. Persistence is key. When you are suspended, you are messaging them every day. You're asking what they need, whatever it may be. But there's that one time I was telling you about, Tracy, where I had an owner who was suspended. This was the longest suspension we've ever dealt with. It was like 2 or 3 weeks. And we could not for the life of us get Airbnb to tell us why. And we couldn't figure out why. There were no bad reviews. There were no bad guest experiences for months. Like, we could not figure out why Airbnb would suspend this listing. Come to find out, like, toward the end, like, we finally got the right customer service rep and they admitted to us on the phone that they accidentally suspended our listing instead of another. And then they unsuspended it.
I think the biggest takeaway for anybody listening is, unfortunately, it's not a matter of if it's going to happen. It's a matter of when, because this example that Jackie just gave, it wasn't even the right listing. There's no communication, and it doesn't matter how thorough you are, how clear you are, whether you're doing anything wrong or not in Jackie's examples, you're still going to have to go through this process.
Yeah. And I think it's super important to do the work for them. Like, lay out the facts in a timeline, like document every detail you can, provide it to them on a platter so that they can see it. And every time you send them an update, send them the whole platter. Like, try to make sure that they're understanding what's going on fully in a glance, like in a glimpse, so that they can hopefully unsuspend you faster.
So a couple of other examples of almost like immediate shutdowns that I can think of, and some other things that may help you prevent it. So if you go back to, gosh, it's been a year ago now that Sabrina's episode on, I think, Set Up, Set Wow came out. And one of the things that she mentions is, I think, is it a Nest CO2 monitor? There's something that you guys really like. Is that what it was?
I can't convince a lot of my clients to buy this. I have this at my personal properties, but one of the most effective smoke alarms is the Nest smoke alarm, and it has an app and it will document everything. So when we've had certain things come up, we're able to pull that up and see exactly what's happening. And we did actually have an incident one time where we were able to provide that report to Airbnb. And actually, now that I think about it, that instance was the fastest we ever got our listing unsuspended. I think it was within 2 days because we were able to show a report. I love those Nest smoke alarms. And to your point earlier, the cameras are super important. We pulled up cameras immediately after our listing got suspended to try to pull video of utilities being there.
Oh, there are definitely going to be some screenshots from my cameras for the claim that I'm about to submit to the guest. It wasn't terrible, but yeah, it definitely, there were some things.
Seriously though, like, I know we've had this camera episode where we're like, don't be creepy. And I mean, I really mean that. Don't creep on your guests, guys. You've got better things to do with your time. But like, in these instances where your listing could get shut down or like claims are happening, you are going to be so glad that you can pull up those cameras and have proof of what you know happened that you can submit to Airbnb so that you get the money you deserve, or you can get your listing unsuspended like you deserve. Those cameras are essential to protecting your investment.
So one of the other things that you really want to, as Jackie has said, be proactive. You really don't want a guest calling Airbnb if they find bed bugs either, because it is going to get you shut down and you're going to have to provide documentation.
I feel like you're talking about my week.
I'm not talking about your week. But we did do an episode on, I think, keeping your Airbnb or your STR pest free. I think, like, don't let the bed bugs bite might be the name of the episode, if I remember correctly. And a lot of what's in that episode is really useful.
It's a good episode.
To prevent it from getting out of control, both in terms of the infestation and the guest going to Airbnb. So that's another one that, like, if you're worried about suspensions, and as you just heard, 2 to 3 weeks, like, if you get it under 7 days, that's an unusually good outcome. You know, some of these other episodes may help you avoid ever having to deal with this, but bed bugs and cameras and smoke alarms, anything else that you can think of that comes up a lot?
You know, I've definitely used door locks as proof to Airbnb as well. There's specific door locks that will track who's coming and going depending on the codes they're using. And there have been times I've been able to show Airbnb exactly when people were there and coming and going that have helped me in the claim process. But besides that, I mean, anything that you can grab reports for remotely or track without being invasive on a guest stay, I think is super important. The bed bug thing, we had a bed bug instance this week and I felt like it was a huge win.
Did you just say you felt like having bed bugs this week was a huge win? I think the wine has taken hold.
Well, I mean, at this point, I mean, we've dealt with bed bugs on numerous occasions. You know, it's always my worst nightmare. I'll never get comfortable with it, but we've never had an infestation because we handle it so promptly, but people are going to bring pests into your space on occasion. And we had a quality check at this unit 2 days before in which we changed mattress protectors and whatnot. We know bed bugs weren't in there before this guest checked in. We are confident. So we know this guest was with the company. They had been traveling for a while, and we're pretty certain they brought some bed bugs in because the age of the bed bugs was telling. We were so prompt in handling it, and we were so fast at getting there and relocating the guest, and the guest never called Airbnb.
Woohoo!
And we never got suspended.
It's amazing.
Promptly responding is key.
It's really unfortunate when you get suspended. Obviously, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Be proactive. Get in there before Airbnb gets involved whenever possible. And if it happens to you where trust and safety gets involved, just be patient and be prepared.
Yay.
See you next time.
If you enjoyed this episode, we'd be so grateful if you rated and reviewed it. Also subscribe. Subscribe for more insider knowledge. We can help you get the edge in the STR world. You can find additional resources for your STR journey, as well as our social media handles at thestrinsiders.com.